Hello, good morning. This is Dave Allen, EV20 Questions. And I just thought I'd mention my latest escapades with my Nissan Leaf. Yesterday was my day off, and because of my day off, I decided it would be a marvellous day to go travelling somewhere, just to get some kilometres in the car. And I've actually got 1,000 kilometres done now. Anyway, yesterday was a day to go to, first of all, Girona. And I went into the Ajuntament, which is the local council for Girona, and went into the office where they give out the charging cards. And it was a simple form to fill out, and I got the RFID card so I could charge in the three free chargers. Well, I've free now got this card anyway, in Girona. And in fact, it's not only Girona, but also we was travelling out during the day to Olot, which is about 80 kilometres away. A nice little trip and a nice little town as well. It's a volcano town. It's got three or four volcanoes, sort of old extinct volcanoes situated around the town. And there's even a volcano museum there. Anyway, so this is where we went to, and we were just driving out and having a nice time, and everything was lovely. I called into the town, found a lovely spot for parking right next to a sort of leafy sort of square full of nice trees. And it was absolutely delightful. So we went off and grabbed some food to eat first of all, which was cool. And then had a walk around the old town just to have a look, a bit of a wander, an exploration of the place. The next thing to do was to go and find a place to do some charging and test out this card. Now, I mean, I could have just driven back home at that stage there, and I'd have had enough juice in the car to get me back home again, because it was only 87 miles, 90 miles out to the place. But I thought, well, let's give this car a try. And besides, if I wanted to, I could sort of go off in a different direction. And there was a place called, we went to Castel de Follet on the way in, but there was another place. There was a viewing site you go to, as a like this place built on the side of a cliff. And yes, marvellous view across the countryside. Anyway, I was going to think about going there, but I kind of ran out of time, but still. So anyway, went to this charging place, which is on the edge of the town, and wouldn't you know it, the restaurant, which was next to the charging point, was the same restaurant where we'd actually eaten inside the town. So I could have actually been doing some eating and charging at the same time. So anyway, used the facilities in there in any case, and I got 22 minutes worth of charging in there. The state of the battery had gone down to around about 57%, and I connected it up and it was going in at 45 kilowatts per hour, which was great. Then it sort of dropped down sort of a bit later on when I got up to 80, down to 25%, and all this is pretty normal. And the battery temperature wasn't particularly high, so it was great. The temperature for the day was around about 25 degrees, 26 degrees. It was fairly warm, but a bit sunny, you know. And it was good. It was so sunny that I was walking in the shadows wherever possible. That sort of sunny. So after that, we was thinking about going off someplace else, as I said. But in the end, we decided that I'd better get back home again, because I had a dentist appointment to get to. And it was an easy sort of trip home from there, staying on sort of main roads, like dual carriageway and a little bit of single carriageway here and there. And most of the way home, I wasn't able to use ProPilot Assist because the radar sensor is still giving me problems. It was okay on the way in to Olot. It goes about 80 kilometres, and it works fine. And then after that, it starts getting a bit dodgy. So I got back home, and I think when I got back home, I had about 67 kilometres left. No, thank God, 67% of the battery left. And then I just put it on charge, and then overnight I got it back up to 100%. So now this morning I'm back up to 100%, and I've got plenty for use in for the rest of the week. So anyway, that's my little story for today. It's raining outside today, so that would have been interesting, doing a bit of driving in the rain. I'd have got less autonomy range with the rain if I'd have been travelling out today, and I probably wouldn't have had a wander around the town quite so much. And I'm loving my Nissan Leaf. I'll be glad to get this ProPilot Assist thing fixed on the 25th when I take it into the dealers to get into the workshop, and they're going to change the radar sensor. Anyway, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.